Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BT and Sal, BT is off enjoying vacation. I am here today on this special family holiday edition of BT and Sal's. We have both Jack and Harrison Francesa in studio here. It's been fun. It's been a pleasure to talk to both guys throughout the course of the day. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. And now we're going to do, now I'm sure you guys are familiar with this, right? Your father and dog used to do the picks. Like, they really made picks, NFL picks, famous. At least in my mind, and I'm pretty sure, like, in talk radio, they started it, and then everybody else has done picks afterwards, so much so it's like, oh my God, it's so stale. But you're familiar with, right, your dad's picks.
Correct.
And all that stuff?
And we did the podcast.
Yeah, we did.
Well, yeah, right, just the season totals, but
correct. We did. Well, because, to me, it's special because I grew up listening to your father do it with Dog, and then when Dog left, your dad gave me the opportunity to do a Sal special. So I started doing, and then I did the over-unders with him after Dog left. So for me, that was like the greatest thing ever. What? Mad Dog leaves and I could do the over-unders with Mike? Yes, sir. Sign me up. So that's why it was fun for me to be able to do the podcast with you guys to do the over-unders. But now here we are on the fan, and we're going to give, you're going to give your three picks each, and I'm going to give my Sal special. All right? You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So here we go. Going to a week 17. In the league where they've always played football. Week 17, Jack, start us off. What do you got? Three games on the board. Give me your three best bets.
All right, first I'm going to go with Denver plus 3.5. I think their defense is legit. I think Bengals' defense is atrocious. I think Surtain versus Chase will be a great matchup. I think Peyton will have Bo Nix very prepared. 12 touchdowns and 5 interceptions in his last 5 games, and I think he's going to shine in this moment tomorrow.
Okay.
Then I'm going to go Indianapolis minus 7.5. Simple. Giants are terrible. Indianapolis rushed for 335 yards last week. The Giants gave up 94 yards to Bijan last week. They will not stop the run, and they will not be able to. I don't care if Richardson plays or not. I know he's questionable, but I think Flacco as quarterback or Richardson as quarterback, they'll still kill the Giants. I'll take Indianapolis minus 7.5. And then finally, I'm going to go Carolina plus 8. I think that Bryce Young has been balling. He was top QBR last week. Threw for 298 yards last 2 games ago against Tampa. Chuba Hubbard has been good this season, very good, and he fumbled in overtime against the Bucs, and I think he's going to want to avenge that fumble. I think they're going to play very tight game against the Bucs. I think Thielen and Leggett will be very good pieces for Bryce Young, and their defense had 4 sacks against Mayfield and kept him contained for only 8 yards rushing. I do think that their kicker needs to be consistent, though. He went 3-for-5 in their last matchup, missing a 38-yard field goal and a 45-yard field goal. I think if he makes those field goals and the Panthers play the way they did last game, I think they're going to easily cover the plus 8.
All right, there you go. 3 picks from Jack. Harrison, you're on the clock. What do you got for your 3?
Let's do it. First pick, Chargers minus 4.5 at the Pats. I know they're going to the East Coast. It's a rough game because the Pats played the Bills good last week. However, they clinch a wild card with a win. Ladd McConkey is going to shred this Patriots defense. He's awesome against man coverage, and that's what they run. The New England pass rush is awful, 30th in the league. Herbert's going to have a clean pocket all game to feed McConkey, and they are going to destroy the Pats in New England, who are playing for nothing. Second, I'm agreeing with Jack. Broncos plus 3.5. The Bengals, I know Burrow is playing out of his mind. Jamar Chase probably going to win the Triple Crown. But Riley Moss, key corner for the Broncos, is coming back this week. They're going to be able to play man coverage, Surtain on Chase, best on best in the league. And I think that's going to neutralize Chase for the game. They're going to blitz the crap out of Joe Burrow. They blitz more than any team in the league. And Nix is not going to get touched all game. Broncos, number 1 offensive line in the league against 29th ranked Bengals pass rush. Bo Nix with a clean pocket, 70% completion percentage compared to 40 when he's pass rushed. It's not going to matter. The Broncos are playing for their life, and so are the Bengals. But I think the Broncos just have the better team, and they got guys coming back from injury that are going to help them secure this game. Lastly, probably the game of the week. Packers at Vikings. I'm taking Packers plus 1.5. You saw what happened in this game when they played in September. The Packers went down 28 points. but they came back and only lost by 2, 31-29. However, that was when Jordan Love was throwing picks left and right. This guy has not turned the ball over in a month and a half, and Josh Jacobs has 10 touchdowns in his last 6 games. I know the Vikings defense is good. They have probably one of the best defensive play callers in the league. However, this Packers defense is even better. They're ranked two ranks higher than the Vikings defense, and they have the better offense. Plus, Harrison Smith is hurt. This Vikings defense is banged up, and it's going to show.
All right, there you go. So, recap, Jack. Give me your 3 one more time.
I got Denver plus 3.5 mm-hmm. tomorrow, Indianapolis minus 7.5 against the Giants, and Carolina plus 8 at Tampa.
Harrison, one more time, recap.
Chargers minus 4.5
mm-hmm.
at New England, Broncos plus 3.5 in Cincy, and Packers plus 1.5 in Minnesota.
There you go. And now time for the Sal special. This is, for me, a thrill. Like I said, your father used to throw to me, and I was so nervous on the other side of the glass. Oh, my God, I'm doing picks. All right, time for the Sal special. And then I'd give my best bet. So I'm going to do that this week. And this was, to me, a tough slate. I don't know how you guys felt about this game. I asked you to pick 3. I'm going to give you 1 now, and I'll do my picks coming up later at 1. But I like the Bills here. I had a hard time finding the game that I love for 1 Sal special. I think the Bills are going to crush the Jets. Sometimes you don't think that hard about stuff. They're at home. The Jets are toast. I know Rodgers has looked better, and I do love Rodgers, and I want him back. The Jets are going to get mauled by the Bills in Buffalo. I hate the fact that 1 seed is off the board, obviously, with Kansas City winning on Wednesday on Christmas,
on
beating
Christmas
the Steelers.
Day.
Yeah, I took that one on the chin. I thought the Steelers were going to win that game.
So did I.
I bet I got that one where it hurts. But anyway, I still think the Bills, you know, they got to secure a playoff spot here at home. Division game. I think they're just going to roll the Jets, and I'll lay the 9.5. Give me Buffalo winning big over the Jets, who are, look, I mean, they've been their foot's been halfway out the door for weeks. I know they beat the Jaguars. Maybe they played a little bit better last week. I'm not buying it. Give me the Bills. They steamroll the Jets. All right, that does it for week 17 with the picks. All right, boys. Now, I know, before we say goodbye here, we have a few minutes. Each of you wanted to talk Knicks.
Jack, Knicks basketball.
Yeah, I mean, Harrison all fired up about the Knicks. What do you got, Jack? You think this Knicks team can be a champion? We watched it on Christmas Day, obviously. Took care of the Spurs in a back-and-forth game there. They've been inconsistent. I don't love what I'm seeing. Need to pick it up defensively. Do you think, Jack, this Knicks team can be a championship team?
I do. I mean, the first 20 games was a bit of a back-and-forth. They weren't that good, but I think their chemistry is being built, and I think it's being built well. OG Anunoby is a great defender, averages almost 2 steals a game. Mikal Bridges is also another great defender. I think they'll be able to match up well against Boston. He dropped 41 on Christmas. I think that Brunson and his diminished role because of Cat and how much he scores is really good for the Knicks because you have 2 guys who can score at will. And also, Mikal can score whenever he wants. And Josh Hart is just the glue of this team. I love Josh Hart's energy. If you saw the end of that game against the Spurs, he got 3 rebounds in a row. He tipped it back to his teammates to save that possession and win them the game. I think this team has heart, and I think this team is very gritty, and I think they'll be able to beat anyone in their way to the championship.
I think when you think Knicks championship run, you have 3 teams that stand in their way. Obviously, we're talking the Celtics. But then you have the Cleveland Cavaliers, and in the West, you have the Thunder. And the reason that besides the Celtics, who everyone knows is going to be a powerhouse, the reason that these two stand in their way is not only do they have great guards, like the Thunder have Shea, Cavs have Mitchell and Garland. However, both these teams have 2 7-footers on the floor at all times. Mobley, basically a 7-footer, and Jared Allen. And then you have Hartenstein, obviously, former Knick, with Chet, who's 7'2". I don't know if the Knicks, who don't really have a great amount of depth on this team either.
Well, Mitch will be back January 25th.
Yeah, but he gets hurt all the time. You can't rely on
him. He's a really good rim protector.
I know, but you can't rely on him being healthy in the playoffs.
True.
They were built with him, though, in mind, being
correct.
That guy.
But I can't rely on him, so I just can't count him. But you get Mobley, who's shooting 40% from 3 as well, and Allen, and then you get Chet and Hartenstein, along with both these teams having great guard play. I don't know how Cat's going to fare when the playoffs come. Also, this team traded their depth away. They have what I think is a 6 deep lineup, and if any of their starting 5 get hurt, the team is done in the playoffs.
But
I would say they're done.
I like Deuce. Deuce off the bench?
No.
Campaign, that's
6 deep. But if either
Precious,
if OG, Hart, Mikal, Brunson, or Cat get hurt, this I don't think they have enough to win a championship, because I think they're going to struggle as of now against a team like the Celtics, Cavs, or Thunder.
Yeah.
So you take away one of those pieces, because all five of those guys play a significant role. You take away one of those pieces, I don't know if they have enough.
Well, it's not like, remember last year they were all banged up every which way.
Exactly.
Yeah, but now they have insurance for that. Like if last year Brunson needed to score 40 for the Knicks to have a chance. Now they don't, because
he's
they
only
have Bridges.
24. Yeah. That's all he needs to score.
They have the lineup
as of now. However, I don't know if their interior is good enough to defend against guys like Hartenstein and Chet while having Shea and Jalen Williams on the floor. Well, I just don't know if I can put him in mind while...
All right, let's pretend that he's healthy.
All right, pretend that he's healthy. It bolsters the defense, sure, but even with Mitch, I don't know if it's enough to beat a team like the Thunder, who are just rolling through everybody in the West. I mean, Shea's averaging 30. You can't guard him no matter what.
Yeah, but that's not interior.
But then Chet and Hartenstein, that's interior. Chet is an amazing interior rim defender, and... Hartenstein, obviously,
and McHale to lock up guys like Tatum and Brown and Shea. They can guard.
No one's guarding Shea. Let's be real. No one's locking Shea up.
but one else on the team is going to score. Only
Jalen Williams, Chet Holmgren.
Not when they're Chet Holmgren's not going to be guarded by them, but Jamal Williams is going to be guarded by either OG or McHale.
They're such good perimeter defenders, too. Enough to score. And then you talk about the Cavs. Donovan Mitchell, Garland, Levert's playing out of his mind. Mobley's shooting from everywhere.
I'm not worried about the Cavs.
Mobley's just playing great basketball, and Jared Allen's a rim protector. This team just I don't know if they have enough to beat teams like the Thunder and the Cavs.
I think the Cavs are frauds.
I'm more worried
about the Nuggets than I am about the Thunder.
Or the Celtics, for me.
Yeah, obviously the Celtics. Yeah. But the issue with the Nuggets is... I mean, with Jokic on the floor, they're amazing. But when Jokic sits, they don't do anything.
How many minutes does he sit a game? Like 10, max.
But he gets tired. He's a big guy. He gets tired. But when you get to the Nuggets, I think the Knicks could roll through the Nuggets, because as soon as Jokic comes off the floor, that team is nothing.
I'm not saying that the Knicks wouldn't roll through the Nuggets, but I'm more concerned about the Nuggets than the Thunder.
You guys gonna get a report card when you get home?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably. I mean, I would expect so.
I would assume so.
All right. I'm looking forward to getting some of that feedback after you guys get the feedback.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you guys for coming. You had fun.
Thank you for having us.
We'll do it again on the podcast, and who knows what we do here on The Fan, but figured it'd be a great opportunity for you guys. Like we said, the family stuff here that we've done now over the last couple of years around the holidays, it's been a pleasure to have you in, talk some sports in the Mike Francesa studio. We did a sign maybe down. We're going to get that back up. We're trying. I wrote one on there, but then that was falling off too, so we'll get that back up.
Gotta get a plaque.
They had it. They had the plaque. The stupid glue thing was.
Yeah, I've seen the plaque, I think.
Yeah, maybe we'll get your dad in here to put it back on. Come in here.
I don't know. You have to do some pretty hard convincing.
I know. All right. Thank you, guys. Seriously. Enjoy the Christmas holiday and the time off and all that stuff. Had a blast. In case you missed anything, Jack, Harrison, Francesa, check it out on the free Odyssey app. I'll come back for the final hour. We'll continue with the calls, and I also have an update on the Pete Alonso stuff where I can confirm some of the news that's been out there. 888-808-1019 on The Fan.